And it's now time for a Wretched News break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, in a move that's going to make you scratch your head, just like much of what the city of Los Angeles does, the city council in Los Angeles has removed no U-turn signs from one particular neighborhood. The neighborhood in question, they call a gay neighborhood, and they deem the no U-turn signs as homophobic. A council member explained that in Silver Lake, cruising referred to the LGBTQ community seeking human connection and intimacy in a society that was historically unwelcoming. However, few Americans are even aware of this quote-unquote discriminatory connection. One person even said, "I've never seen a group that so desperately wants to be oppressed or marginalized. Removing basic traffic signs? That seems like it might even be a little bit too far in their quest for victimhood status." In other news, adults have now surpassed preschoolers as the largest consumers of toys, spending $1.5 billion on playthings from January to April alone. 43% of grown-ups purchased a toy for themselves within the past year, with pricey Lego sets and collectible plush toys. And I'll be the first to tell you, there's absolutely nothing wrong with indulging in nostalgia like that. Absolutely nothing. But this whole Peter Pan syndrome is starting to become a very concerning trend. Whatever happened to putting away childish things in order to step into becoming an adult? On the pro-life front, Gallup's annual abortion poll has revealed a 3-point reduction in the pro-choice sentiment. However, nearly all the recent pro-choice gains have been among Democrats, with Republican and independent views virtually unchanged post-Dobbs. And it's interesting to know that not one pro-life Republican senator or governor lost re-election, even in the competitive races. Just wish there was a real pro-life presidential candidate to vote for. Speaking of pro-life victories, a pregnancy center in Iowa helped save a baby through the abortion pill reversal program. The young mother was pressured into taking the first abortion pill by her boyfriend, and she reached out for help, where she received the treatment and saw her baby's heartbeat restored. That is definitely worth some praise, as is the second annual Pride Flag Walkout Day in Canada, which saw a mass of student absences in protest of LGBT indoctrination in schools. Despite a media blackout, organizers confirmed a 70% average absence rate across Ottawa's French public schools, with some reporting up to 80% of students staying home. The parental rights battle is going to require some ongoing action until this radical gender ideology is removed from the classroom in Canada and in America alike. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.